Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. You're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, we'll seek treatment. With Kat
and Pat.
Hi.
Hey, it's for horses.
This is Catherine Cohen.
This is Patrick Regan.
And this is Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, and love. We're gonna address something up top. Pat is today placing an order for a nice microphone. I don't want any comments towards my dear friend about how bad it sounds. He's in a hotel in Toronto about to have a mental breakdown because he can't connect with his headphones and he needs some kindness.
I need a Garmin charger.
He needs some kindness today, Seek Treatment team. So we're not going to say anything about his sound quality. Soon he will have the same microphone as me, the girl who sounds really good. And I read a TikTok. I watched a TikTok where a guy was talking about another guy who's smart. And the smart, I can't remember his name. And he said that after winning 9 Pulitzer Prizes, he said that the meaning of life is this. Ready? Try to be a little kinder. And so today, wow. I'm going to go full ASMR. Today, we're all going to try to be a little kinder towards our friend Pat, who's been having microphone troubles. And you're also going to try to be a little kinder towards me and Pat, because what we're doing is trying to record from various cities across the globe. And it's not as glamorous as it seems. It's not as glamorous as it seems. The time zones, the technology, we have a hard time.
So, like, how are you?
You know, I am feeling more exhausted than I've ever felt. I'm holding so much tension in my body, but I'm also having an amazing time.
Let it out of your body.
I know. Well, I'm shooting this indie film, as I've mentioned. It's going really well. It's my first big lead part, which is really exciting, and it's been really fun. But yeah, it's been just like back to back, like 12-hour days.
So yeah, my apartment, you know,
I'm in that situation where it's like my apartment's a mess. I'm holding a lot of tension. My lower back hurts for the first time in my life. And I think it's related to my IT band, if that does anything for you.
You know, I met someone who knows your brothers at my family's wedding.
And they knew about my IT band?
No.
What wedding?
You know, my cousin got married on Saturday.
I literally didn't know that. I haven't spoken to you in years.
I looked amazing at it.
You look so cute.
I wore the suit that I wore. This obviously, like, we did all these pictures on stage at Meg's show last night. And it's like, I wore the shirt. You know my shirt that I have a crazy relationship with that I bought at Scotch and Soda Williamsburg that I only wear when I'm out of the country? Because I can't. For some reason,
it's Euro for some reason.
It's too much emotional overload to wear it in the States. But it's like, I have a crazy relationship with her where I like it and people compliment it, but I'm convinced they're complimenting it in a way where it's like, it's just such a weird shirt.
That they're acknowledging the shirt. But no, I think you're reading too much into it. The fact that you and Meg were together last night makes me so jealous and crazy.
I wish you were here, because it was like sleepover. Basically, like, there was like boy stuff to talk about. So like, basically we came back to our Sheraton and like sat on this. Actually, I wish you were there, because we like sat at this Sheraton lobby couch for like 2 hours, like going over kind of something that happened, and then like she helped me craft a text, and like that's like a sleepover. When you're at like a
when you're crafting a text with your dear friend. No, it sounds so fun. I couldn't, I guess I think I posted on Insta, but I can't, I had to cancel all my Toronto shows because this movie I'm shooting. I'm sorry. And I can't wait to go back soon. I'm sad I missed all that. But
the
I'm also
people have been so kind, but I had to say something about Canada, that, there's a phenomenon going on in Canada that Canada doesn't talk to, Canada doesn't let other countries know that they do this. But now that I've been to Canada twice, I can say that this is a phenomenon going on in Canada where every hotel you stay at, there's a sub-basement level. That's like a mall. That's like fully a mall that's connected to 18 other malls throughout the city.
I haven't experienced this.
You go down thinking you're going to like a food court in your hotel. And guess what? You make a few wrong turns. You're like across the city in some other mall, like on a sub-basement level. And then you're like, how do I get back to my hotel?
Now that sounds like you're really going through something.
So
you know what I was thinking? Wait, you remind me of something kind of wise, but whoopsie daisy. Who invented that phrase? There it goes. Whoopsie daisy.
I was laughing so hard at our, to kind of jerk ourselves off. I was laughing so hard watching a video of us talking about the experience of being or knowing a six at our live show. So good.
Wait, that was a fun
Carly.
Show.
She's so good at like putting
Carly is a genius. Carly's our beautiful, beautiful assistant.
And I'm best friends with her, and I'm best friends with her brother who I met one time, but he's a runner.
You know, I have to say this. When I took off the boob tape mentioned in the live show, I don't think you're supposed to wear boob tape for 48 hours straight, which I did. I ripped it off. I literally have scabs all over my upper titty. Upper titty. Oh. Upper titty sounds like a beautiful, like, peninsula seaside town.
Oh, yeah. It sounds
we're going to upper titty for the weekend.
Yeah, it sounds like you're in London and you're going to, like, the suburbs of London with upper your
titty.
Up a today, we'd spend the weekend at the man up and up a today.
You know what I've been doing? Because I want to put as much power into this as possible. As I started yesterday, by the way, Shana Tova, Jewish New Year, by the way, Libra New Moon, by the way, Autumn, by the way, cold weather. And by the way, I finally finished an audiobook that I started 8 months ago in which my girly Laurelyn Jackson, shout out, discusses vision boards. And so yesterday, I started making a vision board, and I'm going to keep making it today.
Oh, cool. Maybe I'll do a vision board or something.
I'm excited to make it. It's been really nice. Oh, okay. Wait.
I have a funny joke about a vision board in a script that I wrote that I'm positive will never get made, but that's cool.
You know what I'm really positive? You know what I really need your help on? I'm writing this. I finally finished my, or quote unquote, finished my treatment for this movie idea, and I really want you to read it, and I want your advice.
I will. I will do that.
Do you think you have time, or are you just saying that? You don't have to say that.
No, I definitely have time at some point.
10 pages.
Yeah, that's, for me, 10 pages is so little.
Awesome.
So I haven't been reading very much this year.
What's been going on with you?
Well, you know, I'm figuring out where I want to live because, you know, I guess I'll say this, but I'll be sparing with how much information I share, I think. But as you know, and not many other people know, I have been in a breakup that has left me broken up with my partner. And it's been very difficult. And I want to not say too much because for his privacy's sake and just for my mental health, but it's been very tricky. I love him very much. And it's just hard. It's just hard. And so I think that we'll be friends and collaborators in the future, but it's just like that kind of awkward transitional phase where we're figuring out, and I need to figure out somewhere to live. I have bad credit, which makes it so that you can never exist again for the rest of your life.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Got one credit card, try to help my credit, knock my credit down like a million points. So everyone in New York treats me like an absolute leper if I try to live in an apartment. But you know, I was thinking, like, I'm like, should I just move to LA? Like, is that what it is?
No, why?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
That would be so sad.
I know. Maybe you should too. And Allison, of course.
No. Well, first of all, how are you? Say as much as you want, but how have you been feeling post-breakup?
You know, every day is a little... Every day. So
well, also it's hard because you're like, I feel like until you're in your new space, it won't really feel like you're kind of in the tricky spot where it's like in between and you guys are still having like working through all the deets. And I know how much you love each other, but I'm happy that you're feeling Like you've made a good, right decision.
Yeah. And I guess I would ask all listeners to not be psycho. And that is kind of something I'll ask.
And, be nice to my friend. Show my friend kindness when he's going through this tricky period. And don't be nosy Nellies.
But yeah, so it just like, whatever. I don't know what else I want to say about it, but.
Well, I think you said it all you need to say. You love each other very much. Yeah, and it's not bad, it's a painful breakup, but not a bad breakup.
Yeah, exactly.
I think in terms of the living thing, which we will now transition to relieve you of some of the stress you're portraying to me.
Is there anyone like out there who knows how I could get like an apartment? If I have savings, but I have bad credit, but I would sublet someone for a bit while I build my credit. There's no one living or dead able to guarantor me, so that's cool. And so I just have to like, but if I sublet someone for like 6 months, like, but they say when I Craigslist looking for sublets, it's like, obviously you're all trying to like prank me and like scam me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you should look. I have a few ideas. One, listings project. I've gotten an apartment there without showing my credit because I just showed them like what was in my bank account, which is $10 billion. But this was,
if I could show them my cool $10 billion.
But that was years ago and now it is different. It's extremely difficult. And my parents have had to be guarantors for almost every apartment I've lived in here because they just don't even look at you. They don't even look at you.
They don't see inside of you to the person you truly are.
It's crazy. But I'm sure there's someone who listens to this podcast who's really rich who would be willing to guarantee you. So definitely reach out to my friend. That's one thing. If you want to be my friend's patron for his apartment, reach out.
But the problem is I don't even need like, I just need someone with good credit or something. I don't know. I also, whatever.
Let me tell you this, but actually you're speaking of LA. You know that I'm going to say this now on the pod. I'm going to be in LA for October, November, December.
October, November, December. Oh, so you're like gonna be there in LA. You're living in LA.
No, I'm not. I'm actually actively staying in New York, keeping my apartment, but I actually just found a great sublet. Oh my God, you actually could live with me. It's a house.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Wait, bitch. Wait, first of all, bitch. Bitch. Wait. I just connected with a friend of a friend. I'm subletting her home. I'm basically going to be there the day, basically mid-October through mid-December. So not the full. I'm there doing the freeform show, Slay every day. Yeah. I'm so excited. But Slay Rosé. But
something I'm interested in.
Maybe you could come stay with me.
For a little bit.
I did want to say that means I sadly won't be able to do club coming until the end of the year or the new year. But then I'm coming back to New York. I'm never moving to LA. I'm just going there for work. And I'm excited. I've never spent so much time there. I think it'll be fun if I'm working. Otherwise, I would never leave New York. New York is my home. I'm keeping my apartment. Everyone remain calm. Pat, I think.
Oh, yeah. Also, I'll share that, like, I will say in the you know, months since I've re-entered a singledom, which I don't even really feel like I'm necessarily fully in, but I've been remembering how I am when I'm single, and it's obviously insufferable, so that's really cool.
It's fun for me.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm gonna send you something in the chat.
It's so like, funny. It's like there really is this, I'm not speaking about you, but like there is this thing about three, how do I see that? Oh. Yeah, I'm laughing at you. I have news for you.
No, bad news?
That person that you texted me about?
Yeah.
I don't think they're even going to... I think they're going to be here.
Oh, are you kidding?
I don't know. I'll tell you more offline. But let me say this. I do think there's something about hitting like 3 years in a relationship that makes you like... Like I ended my last relationship after 3 years, and then Brian and I just hit 3 years, and we've gone through the roughest patch of our relationship. Like we're finally feeling better, but it was like,
yeah, I was gonna text you last night, but it was so late.
Yeah, the end of this, the end of the summer, not to drop a million bombshells in one episode, but basically, I went through something really horrific like about a year ago. And it really, and I won't get into it right now because I don't want to steal Pat's thunder. no, but anyways, it kind of really fucked with our relationship, and we've been like working on stuff ever since. And the past few months for the past month has been like extremely trying, and but honestly never in a way. It's nice, like, cause I'm so in love with him and we have such a good thing that no part of me was like, oh, I want out of this. I was just like, this is so difficult, and when will this feel like fun and nice and good again? And I think we finally like had a breakthrough. I feel like last weekend we worked through some stuff and I've been feeling much better. And with regards to the situation last year, everything's kind of just, well, I'll talk more about that later, but we're feeling a lot better. And I think also we're going to go, we've done one or two couples therapy sessions. I think we're going to maybe go and do some more. Cause I think like it's the kind of thing where like, he's definitely the person I want to be with, but being with someone is a lot of work and it can be really fucking annoying. And what I think is this, when they say someone makes you a better person, it's like, yeah, they do, but it's really painful and annoying when someone makes you a better person by like pointing out all your flaws and showing you bad behaviors that if I was younger, I think I'd be like, I don't want to change. I'm going to run away.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to be mature and I'm trying to grow. So I love him so much. And he did actively fuck the shit out of me last night, which was awesome.
That's going to be TMI.
You telling me TMI on this podcast is amazing and hilarious. And never stop telling me. Anyways, I think it makes sense with you and Ange not to talk about it as someone who's not in the relationship, LOL. But I think there is I like the 1 year mark and the 3 year mark. There's something of like, okay, like what's up?
What's up?
But you guys were almost four.
We were kind of almost four, yeah.
Anyways, life is hard and long, and but also short.
I feel like a failure or something. But
wait, really?
I don't know.
I think you seem good.
I can't explain exactly how I feel.
Hey, that's fine. You don't have to.
Yeah. But I will say, when you said I want to be with you, it reminded me of a song I forgot about hundreds of years ago by Mandy Moore, where she was like, I want to be with you, if only for the night, to be the one who's in your arms to hold you tight.
I want to be with you.
It was, that song was the breathiest Mandy Moore ever got. And she got breathy. But that was the song where she was like, listen, I've been breathy, but in the past, I'm going to be breathy in the future. I'm breathy in the present. I want to put out a track. That's the breathiest track that we've ever heard as like people.
By the way, I know I look insane right now. There's something beautiful when your fancy friend sublets your apartment for 2 months. She's going to go ahead and leave some beautiful beauty products in your medicine cabinet. And I've been actively using them. Shout out to my girl Paige. And she left this like scalp oil, and I'm convinced that if I use scalp oil, my hair will get longer than it is, because my hair just for my whole life just kind of stops growing at a certain point. But I've always wanted to be a butt hair girl. And I think that maybe in my 30s, I could get butt hair. What?
I want to be a butt hair girl.
I think I could be a butt hair girl if I use my friend's scalp oil.
Wait, I have to say something. I saw, yesterday I went for my run in, when I got to Munch, not Munch, Taunch. And
how are your shows, bitch? Hey, bitch, how are your shows?
I was in heated talks about whether or not I was doing an 11 p.m. show, a random 8-minute set on an 11 p.m. show. And I think, and at first it was like, you have to do it no matter what. And I was like, all right, whatever, I'll do it. Like, but then I guess like, so I thought I was doing it after Meg's show was at 9, and I thought I was doing it after, but then what happened was basically then I looked at my itinerary when I was at dinner, and like, it wasn't on there. And I was like, oh my God, like, am I off it? And they were like, yeah, they said you could actually be off of it because you're doing Meg's show. Oh, I was like, okay, cool. So I've only done one show. And I'm like, you're fully cuz. Catherine's cousin.
I know. I'm like, Carly, don't use this video part. I'm just putting my scalp oil in.
No, Carly sees it. You are. Yeah, I hate to say it. First of all, your hairstyle is kind of like my brother who has long hair right now.
Which brother? The one I love.
Yeah, you guys had your little flirtation in my
post. Yeah, your brother was literally flirting with me on Instagram.
I know.
I loved it. If you think I didn't love it, you're crazy. He and I have an absolute erotic connection.
Carly needs to include this in the video.
I don't care that I look bad. I don't care. I'm not, I'm like past that because I know I'm actually feeling so sensual and sexy lately. I've been so horny, which feels so good. I wonder why.
I'm so horny.
You know why? Actually, I think it's because I'm doing, I'm getting really into yoga to fit because I'm basically my whole body hurts all the time. So yoga has been helping with that. And yoga makes me horny because it sends the blood to my pussy muscles, which are really strong. My strong, strong pussy muscleinas. Wait, I had a few things to tell you. Okay, here's what I'd say. You have to watch this program on Hulu called Tell Me Lies. It actually is good, but it's also Lovington High. Did you see the clip I sent you? Yeah, you guys should come to our party later.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm only on the second episode. It's horny. Obviously, everyone in it is so, so skinny. I wish they would. I mean, it's literally ridiculous. I'm like, can you put one? It's like, what year am I living in that every actress in the show is a size 2? It's like,
I know.
Does it take away from the storytelling if a girl like wears bigger pants at this point? You have to laugh. We're all about body positivity on social media, but that regular media, old school media, can't handle my big ass.
It's also like, because even when like they think they're putting in someone who's not like
I know they think they're doing
Euphoria,
like yeah,
Euphoria is like, okay, you're like the third skinniest person I've ever seen, but like you're like playing.
No,
like,
she was, that was really good though. Her on Euphoria, she's beautiful, stunning, but she I did feel like represented and seen by her. But I need more. I need more. I need actual fat people on TV. It's like they're scared. Everyone's scared.
They are scared.
If you want to tell stories about real life, then try being real. But you know what I do no matter what. It's so funny. There's no, tell me, girls, reach out to me if you suffer from this. There is no hair above my lip, but it always looks like I have a mustache. I don't know if it's like a shadow. I don't know if it's like the color of my upper lip.
I don't think it looks like you have a mustache.
No, it does, not necessarily right now, but in a lot of pictures, which I actually don't mind, but I people will comment like, yes girl, like work that mustache. I'm like, it's
really?
Not intentional. Yeah,
wait, what? That's crazy to say.
Well, you know how comfortable people can be. You know how comfortable people can
I know exactly how comfortable people can be and choose to be.
I also want to say something that, you know what else is a big part of my life now that I'm actually feeling good about, and only God can judge me vibes, but I'm back doing intermittent fasting again, and it's been really good for my like mental alacrity and my sleep.
I'm feeling so boring and not funny, and like I'm not like saying.
You're being incredible. You're really stressed, I can tell.
Yeah, why am I so stressed? Like, well, I do feel like whirlwindy, and I do feel like it's so silly, but I'm stressed about running because my Garmin's like almost setting off my.
Can you turn it off? Can you turn it off, baby boy?
It's like too late for that, if that makes sense.
Can you stay on my mind, baby boy, fulfill my fantasy? I think about you all the time. I see you in my dreams.
I can't believe I forgot it. I just don't understand. I'm shocked that I would have done something like forget.
Right, but things happen for a reason.
Things happen when God's laughing.
God is laughing.
famous phrase, things happen when God's laughing.
Things happen, God's laughing, we're laughing, God's at a comedy show. God's at the Comedy Cellar, laughing, laughing, laughing. God, oh, it was so funny. Right. I've obviously never done a show at the Comedy Cellar because no one cares about me, but I did the amazing Susan Alexander fashion show, comedy show, which was so fun. But when I asked them, like,
She's this close to being my enemy.
What's so scary about right now is that if I can't hear you on our podcast, I'm just even imagining. It's not your fault.
I'm just sad about that.
But I gave them a warning up top, and they need to respect you because you're going through a difficult time.
What I was gonna say was, I said
at the end of the day, I want to tell all 30 people who are listening to this. At the end of the day, we're just people, and someone also commented that our episodes are short, and I said, I know, it's literally my fault because, and I say this with love, my schedule's been cuckoo, and I hope you guys are happy for me because once again, we actively are doing this for free. We do have to admit. but we love. I think if you guys knew, I say this with love, if you guys knew how little money we make doing this, you would know, be you moved. You'd be moved to tears.
Well, ultimately, it's like we are both very busy right now, so we have to make the choice to either like fully just take a break from the podcast,
which we don't want,
or just do the best we can. So we've chosen to do the best we can, and that's admirable. It's
so, if I'm gonna be putting hair oils in my hair, that's what I'm gonna be doing. I don't know if this will really help me, but for some reason, it is mental. Yeah. I saw this.
I was in a creative space recently, and I pitched a joke or idea or something, and the person I was pitching to said, that's a valiant pitch. I was like, okay, cool. Drag me to hell.
Valiant. That's beautiful. I also want to make clear, I'm not saying we're busy in a complaining way. We're actually saying we're busy in a thankful way, because I do think that without the support of people listening to this podcast, totally, we wouldn't have any jobs or anything. So we do it all for you.
We do it. Everything we do it all for you. Is that a song?
I don't know. Why not? Make it one.
And then,
it's all for you. That's a song.
We're saying this more in an apologetic way to our day ones, because we don't want our day ones to think we're like not being considerate of them by like having a bad podcast. Now we're kind of like trying our
best to
do. Our
podcast is actually Goop. It's actually the Goop podcast. You know, I went on the Goop podcast and it was actually so much fun. I really liked the girl who was Erica. I really liked Erica. Shout out.
I'm obsessed with Michelle Collins being on the Goop.
I know. Right now, we were on the phone the other day and she was like, seriously, girl, you need to come on the Goop cruise with me. I was like, I'm not going on the Goop. I would have. Maybe I would have. Cruises are scary, scary, scary. Okay, so anyways, the show Tell Me Lies is so good, so horny. The lead guy is sexy. I'm going to say this. He's really sexy. The lead girl, I'm going to go ahead and say she does look like too much like Shailene Woodley. It's making me confused, but she's very beautiful.
Well, you know, that's almost why they cast her. Like, I'm almost thinking she reminds me of Shailene. Like, I think she can be the next big thing.
The next big Shailene. It's just like, you're going to be so into it. It's so perfect.
Well, you know what I've watched at this point? You know what I've watched over 3,000 times?
What?
Well, I've watched over 3,000 times the first scene of Severance, and I can't get past it.
I tried to watch Severance. Put it in the middle of the Venn diagram, because there is something in our brains that cannot watch the show Severance for even a second. I know smart people love it. I know everyone thinks it's cool. I know it's sophisticated. I know.
In my life, there's been a renewed enthusiasm where, like, all of a sudden I'm back in spaces where people are like, Severance is so good, like the finale blew my mind, and I'm like, I want to be part of that community. And I just keep watching the scene where like a woman is lying at a table, she gets up, there's a speaker talking to her, I'm there. All of a sudden, it's like 3 minutes later, I've realized I've completely zoned out, blacked out. I go back, I watch that same scene again, and all of a sudden I'm blacked out again. I keep watching this woman wake up on a table. Thousands of times I've watched this woman wake up on a table.
Well, here's the craziest part. The craziest part is that when I first tried that, I was like, I had like this weird like sense memory, and I realized that I must have auditioned for that role in like literally 2018. Because I remember being in LA and having this last minute audition, like going into, and when you go on an audition in LA, it's like you've never been in the space before because you don't live there. And so I walked into this room and I had to do like, after being so embarrassed, because I was like, they obviously don't care about me. And I went into that, I was in the audition room and I had to like bang on the door and pretend to like be her. But I was like, so should I use the real door or like, should I mime it? And so I'm like in this audition room and I'm being like, help, help. And I was like, I'm doing so bad right now. But then I saw the show and I was like, I'm happy for that girl.
Yeah. Who is that girl? I was sitting behind the Severance people at the Emmy, so I feel connected to them. But also, you know, no one talks about this, but I was on a three-prop team with Zach Cherry in New York that did upwards of one show.
Wait, what'd you say?
I was on a three-prop team with Zach Cherry in 2016 that did upwards of one show. Probably 2015 even.
That's great.
I'm attracted to Adam Scott for sure.
I actually find him so annoying.
I would be willing to ride his cock.
If faced with a decision, I wouldn't kick him out of bed, but I find him smarmy and I find him annoying and I find him thinking he's some sort of everyman. And I actually feel bad even talking about it, because I think I've talked about it before on the podcast. It's like,
oh, girl, really? I don't think so, because I've actually never said his name out loud before.
I think we were talking about him without, oh my God, there's literally... Like, put me in a coffin, there's dried crusty food on my nightgown.
Your nightgown?
I've been wearing a nightgown. Shout out to Hill House Home, I love their work. I've been wearing a night, there's nothing better. The thing about being on, so being actress mode, which I'm in right now, actress mode means All you wear is sweats because you get there and you're in costume. Actress mode means you're getting in bed as early as possible. Actress mode means a lot of coffee, a lot of water.
Yeah.
But you know what I've been addicted, all I can eat right now that I'm addicted to? Every day Mediterranean feast. Every day. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, that's cool.
Dips. Meats. Rice, meats. That's all I eat. Lettuce, tomato. That's all I eat. Lettuce, cucumber as well.
Wait, someone sent me, I have to shout out the queen who sent me, I would say upwards of 20 Instagram like brief videos in my message.
Oh.
She was talking to her friend and she was trying to remember who gave us permission to have levity and she couldn't remember. But somehow that question lasted like 25 minutes. But like,
wait, I'm scared that I got those. I saw in my message request someone had sent me like 40 videos being like, help. And I was like, I can't watch these. I can't engage. I'm so scared. Was it that woman?
It was the same person because that was the vibe. And it was
Rita Wilson.
Yeah, so I said Rita Wilson. And then I was laughing so much about Rita Wilson giving us permission to have levity.
About the virus.
Rita Wilson gave us permission to have levity.
I was listening to a podcast as I was falling asleep, and it was a podcast from 2017. And I was really laughing to myself in bed. I was like, 2017, you might as well say 1950 because we lived in a different world. Nothing was the same. And you're embarrassed. Like pre 2020, different world.
Yeah. I hate when you like get embarrassed or something in retrospect. Like even last night, I had a situation where I was in pictures and then I was looking at the pictures after and I was so embarrassed at the way I was acting in the pictures.
That sounds like you're being too hard on yourself. Wait, what were you saying before the girl? Oh, because I had something amazing to say to you.
Oh, I was saying, guess what I had to eat last night.
What did you have, my baby boy?
You know, I never do this. I almost never have this. But I had a tuna melt.
Fuck it was
really good. I had a Le Swan in Toronto. I went with my friend Taylor, who you only remember from the live show, and he had the tuna melt.
Oh my god, shout out to Tay. Loved.
And so I had it and it was really tasty. But you know, I said this and like I realized that I've had this complex relationship with tuna melts for years now because I remember being disordered and like thinking tuna melts were like healthy or something. And then like when like during like the 2008 like era of like restaurants posting calories next to everything like on the menu, I remember like being like a young person and being like, oh my god, tuna melts actually have more than everything else. And then like I didn't even realize it, but I was subconsciously like, I'm never having a tuna melt again. And so last night I was able to finally break free of that troubling mind gel and enjoy.
And that's actually what the Kelly Clarkson song Breakaway is about.
Yeah.
I spread my wings and I learned how to fly.
I will say that like
takes till I reach the sky. You know what? Someone comes in one of our TikToks being like, they think they're being funny when they keep making sounds, but they're annoying. And I was like, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. And you're right. And yet you're the one who needs help for commenting this.
What sounds do we make? Like speaking?
I don't know. I don't really care.
Yeah, me neither.
We're genius and get help.
Yeah.
If someone's mad at me, you know, I've been saying this in my new show. I'm like, if you don't like my show, you need to look within because it's actually about you. It's actually yourself you don't like and it's not actually me.
I know, but now that you said that, now I'm like wanting to find like, are people mad? Are people like being mean on TikTok?
No. Every now and then someone like put a negative comment on TikTok, but they're never based in reality. They're based in some alternate universe in which someone has bad taste and I have to pray for them and I have to get down on my knees and pray.
I do think like
every time I get a negative comment online, I get down on my knees and I pray for you.
I don't usually think I'm being funny unless I really am being so funny. So I actually like feel really comfortable in that, I have to say.
Did you see the mic I texted you, my king?
I did. I'm going to get it.
I spread my wings.
Ooh, why am I so stressed out? Why am I literally?
I don't know.
So
there's nothing to be stressed about.
I know. I think it's because I'm like in this place today. I have work. It's like it is really tricky to have to work and pod and be in a space and like do like shows at random festival. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, it's so much. You work being in the room you're in. You work so much. So tell me. So you have to work all day and then you're flying back tonight or when?
No, I have my hour tonight, and then I'm actually Yeah, for some reason I'm not going home tomorrow. I had the option. Well, basically, like when they were figuring out what shows I was gonna do, I think like there was maybe a Wednesday, but so I was gonna fly home. Oh, there's maybe a Tuesday night, so I was gonna fly home Wednesday morning, but now there's not. So my manager asked if I wanted to switch the flight, and for some reason I was like, I'll have more like a more relaxing day tomorrow where I really just have the pod and run and stuff.
That sounds, you mean the work?
Just the work, yeah.
Oh, that sounds great. How many more weeks of work do you have?
I think like 12-ish or something.
That's crazy. Do days feel long when you're on Zoom for a million
years? Some do and some don't. It depends, like, honestly, how funny I feel like I'm pitching. Like, if I feel like I'm pitching funny stuff and I feel like I'm doing well, then I, like,
yeah.
And then some days I feel like I'm, like, just not having any good ideas, and those days feel long, I think.
Yeah.
But it's also like not that long of days, so I really can't complain, can I?
I guess not.
But any which ways. Should we wrap up? I'm sorry that because we're gonna record up Patreon episode, people should know. So we're doing double today.
Yeah. Do you have a crush of the week?
Yeah, you know who I'll say Meg, because it was so nice to catch up with her and chat and whatever.
She's the best in the world.
Someone's probably knocking on my hotel door, which is interesting.
Go answer it. Live a little.
Yeah, okay, you say your crush of the week.
Okay. My crush of the week. Hey guys, have y'all to myself. Be nice to Pat because he's struggling. Oh, I love him so much. It's so hard to go through things. My crush of the week is my dear, dear friend and friend of the pod, Ruby McAllister, because she's in this movie with me and we've gotten to spend like so much time together and being around her. I can't even explain it. Just when you have a friend, she's just so incredible and funny and wise and puts me at ease and makes me feel good about myself. And that's how friends should be. And like, she's so special and talented and sweet. And I just feel really lucky. You know, I'm talking about Ruby, Pat.
I love her.
So she's in this movie. So we've been spending all this time together. And it's just like when you have a connection like that and someone just only makes you feel like, it's kind of like, I know you feel the same about Meg. It's like when you're around them, you just feel like the best, funniest, most loved version of yourself. And it's hard to find friends like that. And she's just so smart and wise. And yeah, I just feel so lucky to be working with her on this thing. So that's my crush of the week.
I love that.
And do you feel hot today?
No, I don't feel hot today. There's all these pictures from the stage last night. I don't like how I look in them, so no, I don't.
I bet you look good. Bless you.
Do you feel hot today?
No. I'm literally I'm wearing a nightgown that's encrusted with hummus. My hair is full of grease. I'm living in absolute squalor. If you look down right now, there are clothes all around me. And my whole body hurts from head to toe. Do you have any tips about lower back pain? Because it's driving me nuts. I've been doing the yoga. I'm rolling out. I'm laying on a yoga block. I'm doing the hip. I think it is my hips as well. Anyways, I'm in
Get a massage.
Yeah, but it's something even, it's so much deeper than massage, but I think I am going to get a massage today.
You don't have to pretend, but I'm stressed out because I'm not going to have time to run that day. I have to pretend that I know. I have to pretend that I have a crystal ball that told me, because that tells me that if I did run, this would be the run where I got like a little injury that would take me out for a couple weeks.
That's good. I was just reading, okay, watching a TikTok where a woman says you can just like tell yourself thoughts and you'll think they're true. And it'll be true. Like, oh, this I'd be like, oh my God, this coffee is going to make me so energized. Oh, this coffee is waking me up so much. And that really helps. Yeah, you can literally do that. Even if you don't really believe it, it'll subconsciously make your body work. So what I'm going to say now is today is such a great day. I'm going to get so much done. I feel so at peace having the day off. This coffee is going to make me so woken up. I'm going to do so much good catch-up work on my emails. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to get a massage, and my back is going to be so relieved, and I'm going to go to bed early and get such good rest. What about you, Pat?
What's the question?
I don't know. I was just sort of telling myself true things, to make myself believe
I was thinking about the TikTok person.
I'll send you the video.
I was seeing the TikTok person seeing me like this and thinking I was being funny by doing how I'm being. Just so that TikTok person knows, I'm not thinking this is funny. This is just how I'm being. Yeah. So are you mad at me because of how I'm being and how I was?
Not at all. I wish there's certain brands that I absolutely love their clothes, but they just don't make my size. Sorry, this is not interesting. I talk about this all the time. Anyways.
No, it was interesting.
And even at my skinniest, they don't. So it's just like, get a grip. I'm not mad at you at all. I'm so happy to see you. I've missed you so much. I've actually been feeling like really, even though we haven't spoken, I've been feeling really connected to you.
Oh, good. Okay,
because you really, I really needed the advice you gave me on at our live show. I've been feeling really down. Anyways, are you mad at me?
Absolutely not. Thank you for being understanding when I was lost in the subterranean malls of Toronto when we were
trying to start. Hey, look at me anytime. Okay, once again.
I was sprinting around the mall that lays under the entirety of Canada. Under Canada is a network of malls that are all connected. And I was sprinting around the subterranean Canadian countrywide
Subterranean mall, Canadian is a great phrase.
Looking for a place to buy a Garmin charger.
Oh, this coffee's waking me up so much. This coffee's waking me up so much. Ooh. I also want to say, I know this episode is a bit shorter. We're going to do our best to record some longer ones when we have off from work. Thank you for all your support. We'd love you so much. We'll talk to you soon. And there is, once again, not to be a money-grubbing whore, but there is going to be more in the Patreon. But no, literally no pressure, literally the opposite of pressure. Literally the opposite of pressure. Okay, love you so much, love team. XOXO. Bye, Borch.
That's a gossip girl. If you're boring.